Dreamscape presents The Gun Trail by H.A. DeRosa, narrated by Adam J. Ruff. Chapter 1. These mountains were called the White Peaks, and looking at them, he understood why. The highest crests were covered with snow that stayed the whole year round. It made him feel frigid and forlorn just to look at the glaring, aloof whiteness high above him. He had come a long way, from a town on the Trinity down in Texas. He had crossed the whole long stretch of the state. He had passed into New Mexico and then swung northward. Now he was in Colorado and, for all he knew, no closer to his destination than the day he had left the Trinity. He was beginning to feel that the trail he was riding had no end. His name was Riley Quinton, and he was 28 years old. Sun and wind had darkened the skin of his face. Several days' growth of black beard stubble marked his features. He was wearing a green flannel shirt, a flannel-lined denim jumper, which he had buttoned against the seeping chill of this high altitude, and black woolen trousers thrust into the tops of plain black boots. The gun in the holster at his right hip was a .44 Colt Frontier six-shooter with a 7.5-inch barrel. The rifle in the saddle scabbard was a Winchester .44-40. He was riding a blaze-faced black that he had acquired in Albuquerque in trade for the Hammerhead Roan on which he had left the Trinity. He rode into some trees which were tall enough to cut off the rays of the sun. The black's hoofs made soft sounds crunching on dead pine needles. It was here that Quinton heard the shot.